There's a 60 miles per hour speed limit on the Coshquin Road, which is classified as a rural road. But if anybody that's familiar with the area will know that the Coshquin Road actually is within the city limits. And this is a narrow country road. There's no footpaths, there's no lighting, or very little lighting. And it's been a long-standing concern for particularly parents and the children who attend the integrated primary school, which is adjacent to the road. So the parents and the teachers have been campaigning for a considerable period of time to try and introduce traffic calming measures, but primarily a reduction in the speed limit.
Can that decision to reduce the speed limit be taken locally at council level, or does it have to go to Stormont?
It falls within the responsibility of the Department for Infrastructure, one of the Assembly departments. So what we have been doing is been engaging with Department officials, and we've also brought it to the attention of the new Minister, Chris Hazard.
On paper, this should be a quiet rural road. The reality you're saying is this is effectively used by many, many motorists as a shortcut.
Very much so. Again, if anybody's familiar with the area, the Coshquin Road runs adjacent to the Buncrana Road, which is very busy, and some people who live in the adjoining estates would use the Coshquin Road rather than try to negotiate their way onto the Buncrana Road. So it has been used as a shortcut. Most motorists are responsible enough for the nature of the road. Certainly doesn't lend itself to a 60 mile per hour speed limit. And as I say, the parents and the teachers and everybody concerned with the school primarily have long voiced their concerns that it really is an accident waiting to happen. So we're hoping that measures will be introduced before that accident does happen.